اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So here we are with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Welcome to your brothers. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, good. How about Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. In this session, inshallah, we will work on Ayah 275 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Make sure, brothers and sisters, you have your Quran with you and turn to page
47,
Ayah 275 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, let's everyone first listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina ya'kuluna ar-riba la yaqumuna illa kama yaqumu alladhi yatakhabbathu ash-shaytanu min al-mas. Dhalika bi'annahum qalu innama al-bay'u mithlu ar-riba. وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار.
That was great. Now we will practice it. We'll recite, okay, and practice. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Please listen and repeat after us, okay, as you hear us. I will recite once, brothers, and you will listen and repeat, all right?
Yes.
Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا
وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا.
وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا.
فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله
فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله
ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. In this ayah, Allah Almighty talks about an important issue, and also in the next verses, okay, Allah Almighty will talk about it. Like for 3-4 verses, okay, Allah Almighty talks about this important issue. I have a question. I'll not say the translation or the explanation, okay, because it's too long. I will just explain it shortly, then we'll move on with the tajweed rules. Okay, guys, sometimes maybe you give someone, for example, you give someone like 100,000 thumans, okay, and you tell him that he asks you actually for some money, okay, he wants to borrow, you lend him like 100,000 thumans. And next month, he says that next month I will pay you 100,000 thumans. Okay? You give him, you lend him money. Okay? And next month, he is going to give you back. So, next month comes, okay, and he pays you. Is this all right? This loan is correct, yes?
Yes.
You paid him 100,000 thumans and he gave you back.
Yes.
So now, you pay him 100,000 thumans and next month, he pays you 50,000 thumans. Is it okay?
No.
If you agree, it's okay. If you don't agree, okay, it's not okay. Yes? Yeah. You say, it's okay. Pay me 50. That's okay. I forgive you. The 50 other, okay? I forgive. But what if you pay 100,000 thumans and you ask him next month, he is supposed to pay you 100,000 thumans, yes?
Yeah.
But you ask him to pay you like 150,000 thumans. Is it okay?
No.
He can't pay more than that, and you force him. No, because for example, last month you were so needy. Okay, you were in need, and you were in a emergency case. Okay, I paid you 100,000 thumans, but now you have to give me like 150. Is it okay?
No,
it's not okay. Because the amount of money you paid to him, you gave him on loan. Was what? 100,000 thumans.
Yes.
But now you're asking more than that. So this is haram.
Yeah.
And this is called riba. What is it called?
Riba.
While the other one, if you pay him 100,000 thumans and you get back 100,000 thumans, it's not riba. This is halal. This is called loan. Or qardul hasana. Right? Loan.
Yeah.
So if you ask someone more than what you paid, okay? Or for example, today you want to lend me 100,000 thumans and you tell me that next month I'll get you have to pay me 120,000 thumans. This is also riba. Okay? The amount of money if you pay and you get back the amount of money after some months, after some time you just agreed on, okay? If you get the same money, it's okay. Halal. But if you get more than that, it's called riba and it's haram. Alright? Got it or no?
Yes.
So this is haram. Allah Almighty has allowed, okay, as to trade, to give loan, yeah, to pay, to give qardul hasana, almsgiving, charity, these things. Allah Almighty has allowed us to do. But riba, no. This is a red line. Don't cross it, okay? This is haram. If you have paid 100,000 thumans, get back 100,000 thumans. That's it. So, وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ in at the end of the ayah, Allah Almighty says, those who do this, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So, guys, that's enough. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation about this ayah. Many points are there, okay, that you need to learn, but since we don't have much time, we'll move on with the tajweed rules.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, the very first important tajweed rule, Hussein, what do you think? It's of course the pronunciation of the letters, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. The letter dhal, the letter
hamza.
Hamza, yes. Hamza, the letter يتخبطوا. The letter ra, ra as well in the word riba, it has an e sound, like a light sound, riba. Shaytan ta يتخبطوا ها, huh?
Yes.
And yes. Next one,
عين.
عين إنما البيع. ها.
Yes.
أحل الله. ها is important because you don't have to make mistake. أحل الله ح and الله هو أحل الله. The letter لام also,
yeah,
in the word Allah. Yes.
Yes.
And the next one is موعظة. الله الله الله, a vibrating sound. الله موعظة, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, صاد. فأولئك أصحاب النار. صاد and the letter خاء, which has a heavy sound. So the pronunciations are this much, okay?
Yes.
You have to pay attention to these letters. But the other important rules, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى. يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى. Ra must be pronounced lightly because it has a kasra sound. يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى. Right? Riba. There is an alif on the top of waw. Hussein, do you see that?
Yes.
Should we pronounce it as waw, ribaw, or alif?
No, alif.
Alif. The dagger alif tells you it's an alif, okay?
Yes.
Waw is just a base for it.
Yes.
لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان. يتخبط. Must be pronounced heavily because it has a fatha sound. يتخبطه. Ta, ta, okay? Pronounce it correctly. Hu shaytan. Ha, you should join it with sheen. Because sheen is sun letter and you skip lam also and hamzatul wasl also.
Yes.
Shaytanu. Ta. It must be easy because you always recite this. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. So, minal mas. Jim tells you, Hussein, Hassan. Ali Nasir?
It is jais to stop
or?
Yes.
Or?
Continue.
Continue. Well, they're okay. You got two options, okay? Stop or continue. Jim, jais. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. The mad is not wajib. I think so. I'm sure. Because the mad letter, alif, waw, sorry. Lu, waw and hamza?
Are separate.
Are in two separate words. That's why it's not wajib. إنما البيع إن نون مشدد. علي ناصر read إنما البيع.
Yep.
إنما البيع.
أحسن. إنما البيع. Do you remember that the rule that tells us if you have a mad letter plus hamzatul wasl, of course you skip hamzatul wasl, but the mad letter also must be changed into
short
vowel sound. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ. Instead, you read it this way. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ. Quickly join meme to with? Huh?
Ba.
Lam.
With lam, yes.
Lam, yes. Yeah. Because ba is a moon letter.
Yes.
That's why you don't have to skip lam. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. Qila tells you
waqf is better than
yeah waqf yeah. is al waqf awla
min al wasl.
Okay, it is better to stop here. Yes, wa ahallallahu aha, the word, the letter lam in the word Allah must be pronounced
heavily
with full mouth. Wa ahallallahu, not ahallallahu, lahu no, lahu al bay'a wa harrama ar-riba faman ja'ahu faman nun sakin jim
ikhfa
ikhfa faman ja'ahu maw'idatun min rabbih. Everyone knows it's idgham. Maw'idatun min rabbih. By the way, ja'ahu, the mad is wajib, right?
Yeah.
Min rabbih fantaha, it's for sure ikhfa. فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. صِلَة tells you?
وَصْل
is better than waqf. وَمَنْ عَادَ وَمَنْ عَادَ. Hussein should say this one. Noon sakin plus عين. عين is from the throat letters?
Yes, إظهار.
إظهار, إظهار. Just directly read. Okay, normally read. Do not bring any changes. وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That's all. So, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we mentioned the very, very important tajweed rules here, okay, in this ayah. Please practice them time and again and recite the Qur'an with tajweed always. That's the way we recite, okay? Correct recitation of the Quran Kareem. For the explanation, of course, you have to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah. Thank you so much. We give thanks to our brothers here and also you for being with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio also. Thanks to Sevier International School for cooperations. We'll be here with you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Every day, a Quranic session will be dedicated to you. Inshallah, stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان